This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Relatives of mass shooting victims in the U.S. from Texas to New York have made an emotional plea for Congress to stem gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Fourth grader Mia Cirillo described a gunman walking into her Uvalde classroom and shooting her friend.
I thought he was going to come back to the room, so I grabbed the blood and put it all over me.
So he'd think she was dead, too. In a pre-recorded video, the 11-year-old told a House panel she doesn't feel safe at school, the same one where Kimberly Rubio's daughter was killed.
And as her voice, we demand action.
So does Zanita Everhart, whose son was wounded in a Buffalo supermarket shooting.
You are elected because you have been chosen and are trusted to protect us.
As Congress struggles to draft a bipartisan gun compromise, Lucretia Hughes said stripping gun rights will not help. Her 19-year-old son was shot by a criminal with an illegally obtained weapon. 10 more laws? 20 more laws?
Y'all are delusional if you think it's going to keep us safe.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian forces and Russian troops continue to battle back and forth in a key eastern city at the same time. Fears of a global food crisis have escalated because millions of tons of grain have piled up in the besieged country's silos. Russian forces were closing in Wednesday on control of the entire Luhansk region. It's one of two provinces that make up the industrial heartland known as the Donbas. One analyst says that Russia's continuing encroachment could open up the possibility of a negotiated settlement between the two countries. Meanwhile, the consequences of war is driving up food prices because critical shipments of Ukraine grain are bottled up inside the country. This is VOA News. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has slashed its global economic outlook largely because of the Russia-Ukraine war. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says Russia's war in Ukraine and the energy and food crises it's worsened will severely drag down global economic growth and push inflation this year. The Paris-based group says China's zero-COVID policy that has scrambled manufacturing supply chains also is weighing on a world economy that was starting to rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. The OECD is the latest institution to slash its growth forecast, underscoring the dimming economic outlook. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An armed man has been arrested near U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A law enforcement official tells the AP the man is from California in his 20s and was armed with a gun and a knife. He showed up at the justice's house in a taxi just before 2 in the morning and told law enforcement officers he wanted to kill Kavanaugh. The Washington Post initially reported the arrest, quoting sources who said the man also was carrying burglary tools and told police he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the court is about to overrule Roe v. Wade, its landmark abortion case. The justices have been provided round-the-clock security at their homes amid concerns about violence as the court readies to issue that ruling. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A developer and a congresswoman will face off in the Los Angeles mayor's race in November. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
I love L.A.
Rick Caruso thanked supporters as he acknowledged he was running ahead of other candidates in the Los Angeles mayor's race. The billionaire Republican, who turned Democrat for this campaign, is the CEO of a real estate company, has served on police and utility commissions, and chairs the board of trustees at USC. Caruso advances to a November runoff against the next highest vote-getter, Congresswoman Karen Bass, a progressive who was on President Biden's shortlist for vice president. She worked in the medical field before eventually becoming the first black woman elected speaker of the California Assembly. Audio courtesy KTTV Fox 11 News. The race largely focused on homelessness and crime.
We can make this city the city of our dreams. We can solve homelessness. We can curb crime. We can put City Hall back in the service of people.
I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our top story, an 11-year-old girl who survived the mass shooting at elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, was among those in the second day of testimony from families and victims in Washington, D.C. on mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.